You're on 2SER Breakfast with Mick today. Now, obviously, you know, just because Nick's not here, we can still do regular segments. And the fantastic segment that we have is Ingredients That Time Forgot with Jackie Newling, gastronomer and food historian. And today we're going to be talking about an ingredient that I remember when I was a kid, and we'll find out more about it. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Mick.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, this is an interesting one this week. We're going to be talking about jellied meats. Now, this savory jelly is always something that has fascinated me, and I remember seeing it a lot when I was a child. What can you tell us about jellied meats, and why were they so popular back in the 50s?
Well, so often we think of jelly as being a sweet dish, and especially now that we have, you know, instant sort of flavoured jelly crystals in all garish colours. You know, it's really become a sort of, it's just been very trivialised into a kid's party food. But, you know, and sweet jellies had their place in the kitchen as well. But savoury jellies were a real thing for the first half of the 20th century, and, you know, probably up to the 60s and 70s even. I'm surprised you remember it. But I do remember making jellied sort of, or using gelatin in sort of salmon mousses and things like that in the 70s. And then you'd put them in a fancy fish-shaped mould and turn it out and, you know, all look very tricked up.
I love the thing of jellied meats is it's like almost clear, so you can see what's inside it.
Yeah, well, that was the whole point. So everyone loved jelly because you could see through it. You know, it was that sort of not solid but not liquid sort of, you know, halfway between the two. But you could see the food suspended in it. So it was sort of like a, you know, 3D food art in a way. quite kitsch in many ways. You know, and kitsch is kind of back in now. So, you know, jelly can happen naturally from the natural, it's actually the collagen, you know, the Botox, if you like, in the meat, that when you boil it up, it concentrates and will, when it cools down, it will set. So some of you might have made, you know, poached chicken or perhaps a ham hock or even a pea and ham soup, and then the whole thing sets once you put it in the fridge. So that was the ultimate goal, was to cook something down enough until it naturally jellied.
Yeah.
And then you'd skim off all the fat and clarify it and that sort of thing. And then you would arrange your food into a nice, delicately shaped mould and pour the jelly in and then set it and then turn it out, and everyone would ooh and ah about this sculpture on
and
the
it
table.
Wobbly food is always a bit disconcerting, I reckon, unless it's jelly.
Some people have a real problem with it. They don't like that idea of putting something in their mouth that then just disintegrates. So it is a very, very textural, you know, visceral thing. Mm. You know, we still use aspic today. So we have, you know, the pate, for example, and then they put a layer of the clear aspic over the top.
Of course, yeah.
And that's to keep the pate colour, because pate should be a sort of light pink colour, but once it hits the air, it goes grey, which is unattractive.
So the aspic acts as a bit of a barrier.
Exactly. It's like, and in the old days before refrigeration, it almost acted like glad wrap or cryovacking. It would stop the air getting to things and making them turn either colour or sort of freshness. But then there was a real trend also for aspic to be just made clear and then chopped into little cubes and scattered over a sort of iceberg salad.
Yes, I remember.
So you'd have tomato jelly or beetroot jelly or parsley jelly chopped up into little squares like dice.
Now, when did this start going out of favour? Like you said, it was sort of the 70s and stuff, but why do you think it did fall out of favour? Do you think there was a reason?
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? I think I often think about this. I mean, I think the idea that the instant jelly becoming a sweet thing just relegated it to the dessert department. And they are actually quite fiddly to make.
Tricky to make.
So, yeah. So I think as I don't want to be too genderist, but as more women started working, it's not, you know, you didn't spend hours in the kitchen just to make dinner.
Yeah.
You might have for the weekend and things. So I think it then became for the dinner party cook, you know, the person that put a lot of time into throwing a dinner party.
Sure.
But all of it came about because of sheet gelatin, so gelatin that could be in your pantry on call at any time that you could then melt in hot water. But before that, jelly had to be made with calf's feet. Oh. So that was a 2 or 3 couple of day process where you'd have to boil them up for 6 hours and render out all that collagen and reduce it and clarify it and
It sounds like a whole lot of hassle for some wobbly food.
hard pressed to find calves feet now. So I think it was all it was a fad, but it'd be interesting to see if it comes back for those of you out there who are doing your kitchen dinner parties. Tweet us and send us a picture. It'd be fun to see it come back.
I would love to see other foods encased in jellied meat. I like the idea of preserving what's on the inside, and like as an art form, you could have some really amazing meals with, some sort of fancy meal on the inside of this jellied meat. And I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, they'd suspend prawns and pieces of lobster and things like that. There's even a recipe for a whole chicken. You slow cook the chicken. And then you put it, you have to have a large mould, but then you put it into a fancy mould, then fill the mould up with the gelatin, with the aspic or actually the cooking water of the chicken, refrigerate it and serve it under its blanket of cloth.
That sounds amazing. All right, we want to see that. We want to see comeback. Jellied meat comeback. Oh, thank you so much for, as always, the ingredients that Time Forgot. And we're all looking forward to next week as well.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you. That was Jackie.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you as well. Jackie Newling, a gastronomer and food historian doing the ingredients that Time Forgot. And we talked about jellied meats. What a fantastic old school food. I do remember it because it's one of those things that you just don't see anymore. But when you go back and go, hey, whatever happened to that? That's what Jackie's here for. You're on 2SER. It is Tuesday breakfast time. My name is Mick, filling in for Nick today. It's around 20 past 8. Right now, here's some Alex Watts with Manipulated. You're on 2SER.